This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Say it's not so. The press secretary, Sarah Sanders, is she quitting her White House job? Oh, man, that's a big story. What a way to kick off this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We go straight to Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, what's the true scoop on this?
Well, we don't know the true scoop on this. All we know is that she tweeted out from her child, I think it was her daughter, but I'm not sure, kindergarten graduation or whatever, and she basically said they didn't talk to her and that she was very happy working for the POTUS. So we really don't know, and Raj, who is her deputy, we don't know whether he's really going to leave or not, but rumor has it that she's going to leave before the end of the year. But again, we have no idea whether that's true.
Wow, that and that's a big
some press conferences up the yin yang.
Yeah, that's a big story because she has been the deflector. She knows how to. She's really nailed this job, I think, for the president, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fact is that press secretaries are charged with saying as little as humanly possible.
Exactly. No doubt about that. All right, so we go from that story to now lots of people are talking about 2020, and I'm just going to throw this out to you because I keep thinking about what are the Democrats going to do, and then I was just reading something about Bernie Sanders getting a pretty great reception. Is Bernie Sanders going to run again?
Let me just say something, and I'm an old bat, but the young people, even though they voted for Sanders last time, are not going to vote for an older person again, be it Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. It's just not going to happen. I don't know what planet people are on, but, you know, they don't treat old bats in the same kind of way, and old bats are done.
Old bats are done. I love that. Thank you.
Well, how about, I just say it as I see it. What can I say?
Exactly. That's why we love having you on. So Jeff Sessions, he's trying to do a Washington or Potomac two-step, which I guess is the same thing, defending firing Comey and warning that this Department of Justice report could also prompt more terminations. So we're going to see more firings?
Well, I just, you know, again, you never know with Donald Trump. And if I knew what he really was like and could predict his actions, I always say I'd go out to Las Vegas and make a lot of money. But the fact is you just never know what he's going to do. And that is he keeps people guessing. I mean, I think people's jaw dropped when we found out that he talks to Sean Hannity almost every night.
Yeah, boy, and that's true. That's, I mean, you know, that is a shocking story. Absolutely. All right, how about this whole thing with tariffs, and what happened in Canada and all of that?
Well, all we know is that they are putting on tariffs. They say that, you know, our cattle are causing them, you know, a lot of money, causing the United States a lot of money. In addition to cattle, it's all kinds of ag products, et cetera. So, you know, it's hard to know whether the tariffs that are supposedly just on steel and aluminum are going to be the only tariffs or whether there are really going to be tariffs on agricultural products. We have not yet seen exactly what the tariffs are going to be. I do remind you, though, the old joke in Cleveland, Ohio, is there an iron and steel. His wife irons and he steals.
Oh, I got to use that one. So while all of this is traversing around in the atmosphere that what we've been talking about, I mean, the big question is, and I haven't gotten your take on it, is Kim Jong-un, now there's like a rumor about Mar-a-Lago may be the next place that they meet. Really?
Maybe Mar-a-Lago, maybe the White House. I think that for Kim Jong-un, he would prefer to meet at the White House for obvious reasons, because then he could show people that his father and grandfather couldn't manage to do that, but that he was able to do that. I mean, I think he is pushing all this meeting for everything it's worth because, you know, the leader of the free world is the President of the United States. You can like him, you cannot like him, but he is the leader of the free world.
Yeah, for sure. The thing that's also interesting is we get ready in these midterm elections, and then you have what's happening, and we just mentioned this about 2020 and with the Democrats and whatnot. What's your, and I know you'd be a millionaire if we, and I would too, if we could predict exactly, but what's your take on the Republicans and the president while his approval ratings are going up? Is there more distancing of some Republicans, or no, they're trying to get closer to him?
Well, I think that some Republicans are, you know, I think they look at their district, they look at the polling in their district, particularly with members of Congress who are up every 2 years, and, you know, members of the Senate are up every 6 years. So this year more Democrats are up than Republicans, but in the future it might be more Republicans. And as Tip O'Neill said, all politics is local. And so I think that they are looking at their local, what their actual, you know, what polls are showing. Should they be closer to Trump? Should he not be closer to Trump? And I think that is how they're going to decide what they're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I think that these guys, you know, they depend on polls, and they're politicians, and that's what politicians do.
Yeah.
Like it or not.
Yeah, and so just one last one, kind of that effect, they're calling it the Trump effect. Was there an influence there in that South Carolina primary race?
Well, again, I have not seen the exit polls, and we don't know whether they did not like Mark Sanford because of his dilly-dallying around with women or a woman, whether they are really big people that are into Trump and they trusted what Trump had to say. That's just what we don't know.
Yeah. All right, Ellen Ratner, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.
So that was great, getting Ellen's take on really the pulse of politics. And I love what she said about, you know, I'm an old bat and younger people don't want the older people to run, but there's a ton of speculation as to who's going to run for the Democrats. And, you know, who knows who that's going to be, because there's no solid answer, I suppose, to that. But here we are, and 2020 is going to be upon us before you know it, because the way election cycles run anymore, you're not running a year ahead of time. You're running 2 years ahead of time. So that's why this conversation is starting to ratchet up, and it's going to ratchet up even more, trust me, as we look for a scorecard and try to figure out, you know, what's this going to look like as we move forward. And it's hard to believe, you know, that was 2016, this last election, and man, time flies, waits for no man. We know the old cliche, which is why we're starting to have more and more and more of these kinds of conversation. Something that I talked about a ton here on this show is the effect of Kilauea. And it wasn't just Kilauea that erupted, but also the fact that you had the volcano in Guatemala erupt. But the Kilauea volcano eruption has had a massive health impact. So what's going on? We're talking about that on the flip side here on ATN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
In the land. What are people talking about? For goodness sake, America Tonight is a show about you and for you. So what is it that so many of you are finding yourselves really captivated by? And I have no doubt that one of the things that has been a heavy source of conversation, it still continues to be a source of conversation, is the volcanoes and the situation with the volcanoes erupting. Two different kinds of scenarios, though. Let's talk about Kilauea first. Kilauea has been erupting. There's been conversation about how it's covering over these areas on the Big Island. But now there's the VOG research. You know what a VOG is? It sounds like fog. Well, it is like fog. Only it's crummy, crappy stuff you wouldn't want anywhere near your family. So people who live around that mountain range in Hawaii that is watching, that they're watching this volcano really spew for the first time since 2008, the way it has been, there's big health problems. And you think, well, what is that? It's the air pollution. It's if you just stuck your face in that stream of spew that is flying out, that thick volcanic air, it is major problems. And it's terrible for those people. And they're looking at health data now from before the eruption already compared to now during the eruption. So who's at risk? Young kids? Smokers, emphysema, patients, and it's this airborne harmful substances are terrible for you, and it's not filtered, and does it reach your respiratory tract? Yeah. And you're pretty much stuck when you're on an island. You can retreat, but you can only retreat so far. And then think about this, and you know it's funny, but I thought about this. Because if you have kids, you understand this. They go to school, they're in school. Well, what's happening when they're in school? They're a captive audience. And you've got this volcanic air pollution. Guess what it's doing? It's not just streaming up in one big shot up in the sky. It sprinkles out all over the island. So you've got schools that the ventilation systems were getting hammered by this, and hospitals too, same thing. Luckily, because there's been a lot of healthcare people that have been studying this rapidly, you know, trying to figure out what can we do for these people, how can I help, they're installing air conditioners, ventilation systems, that kind of thing, to try to cut that impact. But frightening to think about it. You know, see, there's always what are the lingering effects conversation to have. And you know what I mean by that, right? You see something and it seems, oh, that's not in my neighborhood. That's, yes, I live on this island. Oh, I'm sad for those people. Oh, I saw that lava spew. No, it's, I live on this island, and what does that mean for my health? What are my health risks? It reminds me in a very different way of 9/11, because I was in New York when that happened. And I've told the story, but I was working for a huge radio station, WFAN. It was like a huge break for me. So I'm going to say that word like five times. And sadly, 9/11 happens, and there's confusion as to what was it and everything else. But when the decks cleared, and so many firemen that I knew that called the show in a short amount of time, they were going down to what they called the pile again and again and again. But people were just thinking, let's save lives. Oh, my gosh, what can we do? What do we need to do here? And unfortunately, what also happened was lingering health effects for the people who, the fire folks and rescue workers, who spent a ton of time on that pile. Because of the ash that was heavy in the air, especially right after, but not even just then, because it hung around, sending people to the hospitals with all kinds of problems, respiratory problems. Very sad to see what those lingering health concerns have been all these years later, as they really try to analyze that even a little bit better. So it's not just, oh, there's that volcano, there's that vog that we really can't put our hands on. We know it's not good when you see that. And it does remind me somewhat of that same scenario of 9/11, what was hanging around in the sky. Really awful, awful stuff. By the way, this is something that's also being discussed, I think. When you look at Donald Trump, somebody asked me this the other day, and the timing couldn't have been more perfect. They asked me, how old is Donald Trump? And I said, well, he's in his 70s, and I couldn't remember exactly. And, you know, when you start to get older, the numbers matter, maybe, just like when you're younger. So President Trump is 72 years old. 72nd birthday for Donald Trump. And now he's running again. So running again, and then you talk about being the oldest president, etc., then he would fall into that category. So it's interesting to see all the old pictures, because there's just been this montage of pictures that have been out there to celebrate his birthday and to say this is the prez through the years. And then you realize, oh, yeah, he's certainly made headlines for a very, very long time. I mean, and here's a great trivia question. What was the very first movie that Donald Trump made a cameo in? Think you can answer it? If you can, I will send you a copy of all three of my books, Level the Playing Field, Invade the Man Cave, and Deal Your Own Destiny. In fact, if you don't want all three, you can just pick one, but I will send you all three. First movie Donald Trump appeared in, just go to invadethemancave.com, click on contact, and answer that question, and you'll be a winner. I don't know that if you're not cheating, I don't know that anyone will get this. I'm not sure. Maybe. Maybe not. World Cup. And where are we headed with World Cup and USA? If you haven't heard, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico will host the 2026 FIFA World Cup. How about that? So World Cup returning to the U.S. for the first time since 1994. Wow, I can remember this because it was the first year I did any sports of any kind. And this is very, very big. And this trumped, pardon the expression, a Moroccan proposal for this 48-team tournament. How many votes did it take? 134 votes. Morocco got 65 at what they call the FIFA Congress in Moscow. We could have saved that for the man cave, but I think there's some politics mixed in this. The U.S. proposed staging 60 out of 80 games in 2026. 16 teams will be added to the finals. So Canada and Mexico will have 10 each. There was a big promise of $14 billion to help sway the voters, not giving them $14 billion, but revenue, along with the lack of major construction work required on 16 planned stadiums, because they already exist. So it's much more hazardous for Morocco, because they would have had to build or renovate a lot of the facilities. The infrastructure wasn't there, so I think it was pretty much a layup. President Trump tweeted, the U.S. together with Mexico and Canada just got the World Cup. Congrats. A great deal of hard work. Even though the Prez is feuding with Canada over tariffs in Mexico about the border wall, they're not heavily involved in the World Cup bid, but there was some conversation about that. So you think of the MetLife Stadium, you don't know what it is? It's 87,000 seats is what it is outside of New York, and that is the proposal for the final. Isn't that interesting? Oh, how the world turns. Because it's a handful of miles from where the feds started an ongoing investigation into FIFA corruption. Remember, there was 40 soccer officials and businesses indicted, convicted, or pled guilty. World Cup 2026. Get your tickets now. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is blaming Democrats for the administration's policy of separating parents and their children at the U.S. border and demands a legislative fix. The House will vote on competing immigration proposals this week. Anger over the zero-tolerance policy erupted at a demonstration at the port of entry in El Paso, Texas.
We will not go away!
thousands of protesters chanted, demanding the Trump administration stop separating children from their parents at the border. The march was organized by Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
We were told there were 98 kids in this tent city yesterday. We were told today there are 200 kids. We've all got to own this. We cannot blame this on Trump. We cannot blame this on a political party. This is America right now, and so America's got to show up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special under promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of subject.
We're in the mailbag.
And arrive a little later.
And it's a deep dive, let me tell you. Hey, here we go. Ready, folks? Thanks for all the emails. You can always go to AmericaTonightRadio.com or go to Invade the Man Cave, click on Contact, and boom, you're in like that. You can let your thoughts flow there. There's lots of ways, lots of roads to get to me and to get to this show. So please keep those emails coming. I love it that so many of you certainly have done that. So let's go to the mailbag without further ado. And this is where we land. And there was lots of conversation about this. So it's no shock. Kim Jong-un. This one from David in Missouri. Kate, I know you said you had him on your nasty list. You should keep him there. I don't trust him as far as I could throw him, although hats off to the prez, as you would say, because he's trying to do something about it, right? And he's big and bold, and he's got him. Let's put it that way. As he calls the meeting, has the meeting, and now people are trying to pull it apart, whatever comes out of it. The president saying North Korea no longer a threat. I think he's really trying to neutralize that threat. So I think you got to give him big kudos. I said this the other day that undeniably, if people like Donald Trump, they like the president, then, you know, here you go. You add this to the list. If you don't care for the president, you can't say that this wasn't a historic summit, that this wasn't a big deal, because what other president had any kind of a meeting with the North Korean leader on this magnitude, you know, of this caliber of trying to make something happen and already setting up other meetings? So there is reason for some optimism. North Korea pledged to denuclearize in a joint statement that was signed on Tuesday. What will they? How do you keep track of that? There's just a lot there. There isn't deadlines and timetables or any of that. It's too early to tell. But the rhetoric is flowing nicely. How's that? Got a few more about Kim Jong-un, and I'm going to go to those quickly. And this one from Samantha. Kate, I am not a fan of Donald Trump's for the way he treats women, and any woman, Republican or Democrat, who thinks he's a classy act is a classy idiot. However, I did agree with a comment that you said. And because you constantly remind us, right of right, left of left, they're all invited to your show, so shame on the left if they don't jump on. But you say it's about the conversation. So the conversation about, in itself, a meeting with the wicked totalitarian dictator authoritarian Kim Jong-un should be applauded. No matter what happens, it absolutely is a huge day, because you got to think that thousands are forced into labor camps. There's all kinds of things that are happening in that country. So that will have to change in order for North Korea to be recognized in any way as the world moves forward. Well said. The labor camps, some of the horrific things that have happened in North Korea, which was why he was on my list of those that we would rather see not walking on the planet, meaning Kim Jong-un. But where it happens in the future and how it evolves, these conversations, you know, we don't know at this point. All right, let's move on to something else, because we certainly have talked about this a lot. The World Cup news has spread like wildfire, and there was some fast reaction. This one from Fred. Thumbs up to the World Cup coming back to the U.S. It's been so long, since the 90s. There are more kids into soccer, both boys and girls. I think it's a positive. Then this one from Tarico, who says, I am a huge World Cup fan. I grew up in my neighborhood playing soccer. I follow soccer, and I think it's about time. And you'll see mania here like you've never seen before. And what's really cool, Kate, is the revenue will roll into all the places where the World Cup is played. Well, my friend, there is no doubt about that. That's for sure. In the world of mergers and marriages of the corporate kind, yeah, we got a ton of those emails too. Here from Bob, Comcast, wow, NBC, Comcast offering Kate Delaney $65 billion to buy the Fox studios. That means Disney is going to get into this fray. Who do you think wins it, Disney or NBC? NBC offered $35 a share, or $65 billion in cash. That tops the Walt Disney Company offering 19% premium, basically, to Disney's all-stock offer. So there's going to be a bidding war. That's what that has started. And Comcast, NBC Comcast, they'll have to make a decision. You know, the Comcast offered to buy Fox last year, but was spurned away by Fox, which made a deal with Disney because they were worried about the regulatory holdup with Comcast. But Comcast said they were going to make an all-cash bid. All-cash is pretty sexy for even businesses. So they're reviewing it. Disney's not talking about it. I don't know. Do you dance with the one that you started to dance with, or do you dump them on the dance floor? I think they're talking about it right now. A lot of things would change, by the way, if this happens. And a lot of heads would roll, as they say. Let's move on. Money, money, money. And this one comes to us from Jacob. A lot of these people who are sending me emails, thank you. You're finding me again, because some of you are people that have emailed me in the past, but I haven't heard from you in a long time. Kate Delaney, I don't know if you saw a list. I know you like lists and numbers, because you even have a segment about numbers. I saw something in the USA Today about the 50 worst cities to live in, And I guess the metrics were quality of life, hard to measure, but they tried to. Affordability, safety, job market, education, infrastructure, average commute, air quality, that kind of thing. And it was very interesting to see the cities that were the worst to reside in. I bet a lot of people in the audience would be stunned by some of the cities that were chosen. You know, I looked at that list after I read the email just before we went on the air, and I was looking at South Bend, Indiana. Some of you listening in South Bend. South Bend is one of the most dangerous cities in the United States. They say there were 1,012 violent crimes in South Bend for every 100,000 residents in 2016, more than doubling both the state and national violent crime rate. But, you know, again, this is a small area. They say South Bend is depressed, so that causes that. But I think Notre Dame, but that doesn't matter because you're talking about incidents of and people and property values in South Bend are depressed, and that's the reason why. How about this? New Haven, Connecticut was on the list. And why is that? Unemployment. Terrible. 6.6%. A very weak job market and, of course, financial hardship. Then I was looking at that same thing, and I was looking at Buffalo, New York, and I have friends that live in Buffalo, New York, made like 34 on the list. Worst city to live in the New York State, one of the worst in the country, and they say one of just a handful of cities nationwide where the typical household earns less than $33,000 a year, and that, again, this goes to high jobless rates. So those markets where you see the high jobless rate, you're going to see those numbers that are going to be brutal, and it was all over the place. All over the whole country, there are pockets of this, and I gave you what the criteria was. So that was a great email, actually, because he's right. We always talk about numbers and lists and that kind of thing, and it was interesting to see the cities that were on the list, not necessarily what you would maybe think, but like Baltimore. I knew Baltimore was going to be on the list. It was number 9. And the household income was low for the cost of living there, and goods and services 12% more expensive than in Baltimore than nationwide, which is crazy. 12% is a very big number if you think about it. And then I looked to see what was number 1 on the list, Detroit. And, of course, Detroit, we know. It used to be a flourishing place at the peak of auto manufacturing, and that is way back in the 50s. But now fewer than 700,000 actually live there. So economically depressed city, 1 in every 3 Detroit residents lives below the poverty line. So that number is number 1. Highest unemployment in the United States, 10.9% of the workforce out of work. Yikes. That's not good. Flint, Michigan makes the list. And you think of the water and what happened there, financial hardship, unemployment rate is double the unemployment rate, so it's nasty there. This one I was surprised by. I've been there, I visited, and I actually liked it, but St. Louis made the list as the worst city to live in, number 3 in Missouri, third worst nationwide. Violence, they say. And then that high crime, some unemployment, depressed areas. Yikes. It makes a difference. And boy, a decade later or so, things can change. We're invading the man cave next here on America Tonight.
Hey. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The World Cup after FIFA voters said, yeah. They didn't want to go to Morocco. No, because there were so many reasons why that wasn't going to happen. So 60 out of 80 games will be in the U.S. in 2026. That's huge, huge money for these venues and these areas. The finals may be at MetLife Stadium in New York. 87,000 people could be crammed into there. FIFA's had so many problems, the governing body of World Cup, that I think it's smart, because that North American victory suggests that they're really rather to ready to and would rather go to the U.S. and North America for a World Cup in a country whose government has demonstrated its willingness to jail sports leaders who are corrupt through undercover investigations, because they've had so many problems. I mean, so many problems. This is a big deal, my friends, but it's a long way off. There are other things to discuss than FIFA, except for, yes, it is absolutely, you know, it's absolutely worth talking about it because, or mentioning it, because the return signals just so much, and it's also just great news in general for soccer fans. And in the U.S., there are a lot of kids that play soccer. It's, I don't think it, in my lifetime, will be as big as football, but I don't know in the future if that's going to hold up. It's one thing to participate, and it's another thing to really, really follow it. There's a big difference there. How about this? In this scenario of we're not going to the White House when we win a championship, the Capitals were actually polled about whether they would accept a White House invite, and they said yes. The majority of Washington Capitals say they would go to the White House and do the president thing. TJ Oshie said, I've thought about it. I think it's an amazing tradition that you do. I realize everyone might have different stands on it, but I think going to the White House, whether people are very political or, you know, whether you like Trump or not, just kind of, in my opinion, it stands for so much more than that. It is something people have been doing for a long time with so many different prezes that I think it would be cool for us to go there. Any excuse to have the cup with you, I think, at least for me, I want to take advantage of it. There were a lot of people that agreed on that team. Brooks Orpik also agreed, and several others did. The Golden State Warriors said they would not go, and especially Steph Curry said he wouldn't. There was that big flap with the Philadelphia Eagles, but the press hasn't invited the Capitals to the White House yet. The Washington Post was all over this, and Barry Trotz told the newspaper that the Cup champions have yet to meet as a team about what they would do if the invitations were extended, but it sounds like the players would do it, so I'm just going to kind of bet that they're going to get that invitation to go. So while some other sports teams are saying no, they may be saying a collective overall, yes, 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 is what I'm thinking. All right, how about this? In the world of sports, the NFL does rule, and money also rules the day in free agency. Cowboys, Zach Martin got a fat deal. How'd you like to get $40 million for 6 years for playing on the offensive line? Yeah. So the Cowboys wanted to lock him down to a long-term deal during training camp last year, but they didn't go very far. The deal makes him the highest-paid guard in the NFL and among the highest-paid offensive linemen. Because you look at what others have signed for, so that's very, very big. And the Cowboys took Martin in the first round of the 2014 draft. You know, famously passing over the Texas A&M quarterback, Johnny Manziel. They were wise. Martin hasn't missed a game in his career. Been to the Pro Bowl all four seasons. He's a first-team All-Pro twice, second-team pick twice. So he'll be locked up, and that's a good thing for the Dallas Cowboys because they need someone on that line like Martin, and he can be a sack machine. So it completely makes sense. There's nothing to argue with there. We jump to the hardwoods. And to this story about the former player agent for San Antonio Spurs star Kawhi Leonard actually filed a complaint, oh shocker, in a Florida federal court suing his former agency for allegedly withholding a payment on commissions he says he's owed. Ready for this money? I'd want this money too, right? A commission on $94.3 million? That this guy negotiated for Leonard in 2015? That's a long time. NBA agent Brian Elfis is suing Impact Sports Basketball and its owner, Mitchell Frankel, and the company that bought out all the Impact-branded sports agencies in 2016. Elfis is pursuing up to $5 million in damages against Impact Sports Basketball, etc., etc. So there you go. And Kawhi Leonard hired him in 2011 when he was leaving San Diego State for the NBA draft. He was the one who cut the four-year rookie deal with the Spurs before negotiating 5 years, $94.3 million. And he represented Kawhi Leonard until 2016. So if he has everything in order, then I think he wins this. If. That's a big if. If we were sitting in the man cave together, maybe we'd be playing a few hands of Texas Hold'em and talking about the U.S. Open in the world of golf. And where's the U.S. Open? Shinnecock Hills. There are lots of predictions as to who could be there in the end. In Vegas, Ricky Fowler is getting a lot of love. Dustin Johnson is the consensus favorite, however, to win the U.S. Open. A lot of bettors do like Ricky Fowler, though. You can make those bets. Fowler has attracted 30% more money than any other golfer at Westgate, a casino in Las Vegas, including a $3,000 bet at 14-1. That's the largest on the tournament. Fowler is looking for his first major championship. Come oh so close. But once you're out there, you're close, your nerves can take over. I don't know. He seems like a cool customer to me. So maybe he can close the deal. Maybe he can close the deal. What about Phil Mickelson? Phil Mickelson is 2 years shy of 50. He says he's a contender for the Grand Slam. He doesn't see any reason why he can't be a contender at this week's U.S. Open, but also the next couple as well. The U.S. Open is the only major championship in the Hall of Famer's golf career that's kept him from completing a career Grand Slam. So different years, but career Grand Slam. U.S. Open is tough. And he finished, he's the Susan Lucci on the greens. He finished runner-up at the tournament six times, including 2004, when along with winner Retief Goosen, they were the only players to finish under par at Shinnecock. He likes Shinnecock. But will it like him back? And it's always tough at the U.S. Open. And Mickelson is certainly well aware of that. And he is grouped for the first two rounds, Thursday and Friday, with two other players who are one major away from completing the career Grand Slam. Isn't that interesting? Rory McIlroy, who needs the Masters, and Jordan Spieth, who needs the PGA Championship. That would be a fun group to follow around, although Tiger Woods is one of the golfers a lot of people are talking about. And his gallery, the people following him, in other words, is going to be very, very thick with people. Very thick. By the way, Tiger Woods has talked about the traffic delays getting to Shinnecock Hills, something he doesn't have to worry about when the U.S. Open starts. Why? Because he's staying on his yacht.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.